Owning Juices for Life is not easy, and I always tell people one of the main things that makes running a brick-and-mortar business so difficult is finding the right employees. Well, thank goodness for ZipRecruiter. They make it so much easier. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. For example, we need people with a food handler's license. ZipRecruiter will analyze each one of the applications that comes in and spotlight the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BREAKFAST. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week.
Yes, it is, man. I feel so blessed, black, and highly favored this morning. You know why I feel good this morning?
Why do you feel good?
Because Lil Duval got the #3 song in the country. Drop on the Clues Bond for Lil Duval. Smile, B.
Now, he has a great chance.
It ain't no great chance.
That he will be #1 this
it
week.
It ain't no great chance. It's going to happen.
Well, all right.
So you can be 40-plus and have a #1 song?
No.
But we have to make sure the fight is fixed. We have to make sure he's #1 this
week.
That's
why when you have friends in high places.
That's right.
Meaning... The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Okay, we gonna play that goddamn tune, all right?
All right.
We've done the math on this.
Okay.
All right, we figured out how to make this be #1 by Saturday, all
right? That's
this
right.
is for the culture. This is for every 40-plus-year-old man
there
out there
go.
With a dream.
There you go. There you go. He's almost there. He can get it by this week.
He's #3. Who's in front of him? Tiger and Offset?
Tiger's up out of here. Tiger, they were #1 last
I
week.
Like that record, though. Taste, I like Taste. Taste is a tough tune. And what's #2? Lil Baby?
Lil Baby. The only thing that is between him is Lil Baby, Yella Beezy, and Lil Duval.
Who the hell is Yella Beezy?
He got a big record in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. #4? I ain't worried about that.
Yeah. We got to be worried about that
this
one,
fight
too.
Is fixed. Matter of fact, what's the first song we playing this morning? What you got up there?
It's Lil Baby.
It's Lil... Damn.
Lil Baby.
Sorry, okay. I was about to replace Lil Baby with Lil Duval, but Lil Baby performing that power.
That's right. You can't move that
can't
one.
Can't move Lil Baby.
Can't move that
God
one.
God damn it.
Damn it, man.
Don't worry.
We'll figure this out.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a Stop the Music. It's a thin line.
Oh, my goodness.
Between love and hate. Y'all remember that movie?
Of course, we do.
We also remember the song that you just butchered.
Oh, man.
Yes, please. Fought all over his
vocals. Damn. Well, actress Lynn Whitfield will be joining us.
Oh.
She was in, of course,
She played Brandy in A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. She played Josephine Baker.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Lady May on the own show, Greenleaf.
Greenleaf, right.
Yeah, she's a legend.
That's right. So we'll be talking to that
legend
and icon. In the next hour, all right? But coming up next, we got Front Page News. What are we talking about, Yee?
Oh, well, you know how I always say that you and Charlamagne remind me of Bert and Ernie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk about what the show writer has revealed about those characters.
That got debunked yesterday,
too. It did get debunked.
I know. We'll talk about all of that.
All right.
Even though I don't believe the debunking.
All right. Well, we'll talk about
it. I got eyes. I know what I see.
All right.
I know what rubber dicky is when I see one.
Well, rubber what?
Oh, ducky. I'm sorry. You don't have to believe that. I said dicky. It could be an outfit.
Yeah, it could be an outfit. Oh, my goodness. It's the Breakfast Club morning. Hey, MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's play some, let's hear about our Sesame Street friends.
Yes, Bert and Ernie. According to a show writer, he says that they are gay. Now, Mark Saltzman, who writes for the show, and he joined the Sesame Street crew back in 1984, says that he wrote Bert and Ernie as a gay couple. He said it's reflective of his own relationship in real life. He says it's not about pushing an agenda, though. It is about his real life. They've shared that same basement apartment at 123 Sesame Street for 49 years, but they have always slept in separate beds.
Why they just couldn't be roommates, though? Nobody ever said Balky and Larry was gay. Remember Perfect Strangers back in the day? TGIF, am I the only old
Did
person
they take
in the
baths
room?
Together?
I don't remember that one.
No, but they, so what? Kids take baths together all the time.
Are they kids?
I didn't know how old Bert and Ernie was supposed to be honest with you.
Now, how old are they? I thought they were kids. Well, yeah, I thought so.
I thought they were a little older than that.
Clearly, they don't have sexual organs. That's clear. You never heard one of them ever say they got to go to the bathroom.
Never.
Sometimes they pee in the bathtub.
Possibly.
That could be true.
All right, well, a spokesperson for Sesame Workshop has said that's not true. They are just best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves.
What was different about Bert and Ernie? They're both Muppets.
I guess one's tall, one's short, and one's very conservative. I don't know.
I always thought that Bert and Ernie was gay. I did think that. I didn't think that growing up, but I thought that later in life. And I always thought Snuffleupagus and Big Bird were lesbians.
They didn't.
Just look at them.
What do you mean?
Is Big Bird a woman?
I thought she was. Big Bird's not a lady.
Yeah.
Snuffleupagus is a woman. She got them long, beautiful eyelashes.
I thought Big Bird
thought
was a woman,
I thought Snuffleupagus and Big Bird
too.
Was lesbians. I did.
Which
one
got the I always thought Bert and Ernie reminded me of both of you guys.
Which one has
and
a unibrow? Bert or Ernie? Which one has a unibrow? And there's one that doesn't have eyebrows.
I don't remember.
Well, you're Bert and Charlamagne's
the yellow
Ernie.
One. Right, yeah.
Okay.
So which one was I? And he was Ernie and I was Bert?
Yeah, you're Bert and Charlamagne's Ernie, clearly.
I don't like this, though, because Bert and Ernie on here to tell us if they're gay.
They're not here
for
to defend
Halloween,
themselves.
You guys should come in as Bert and Ernie.
Nah,
that would
never.
Be amazing.
I've been planning my Halloween costume for 4 or 5 months, not switching up now.
That would be amazing. Okay. Well, you got more than one. That would be
nope.
Dope.
I'll pass.
Nope.
All right, a man in Florida faces charges after he allegedly drove his 15-year-old son to the park with his teenage girlfriend so they could have sex. Now, Lawrence Mitchell is being held. Well, he was released on $750 bond. He has to go to court on September 25th. Now, he said they aren't out there stealing. They are just having sex. They could be doing worse. He told the officer his son requested that he take him and his girlfriend to the local park so they can do what kids do. And he said that he and his girlfriend were just smoking and effing.
I don't get it. Why not have him at the house?
How old were they?
I don't know why they had to go to the park.
How old were they again?
He's 15, his son. I don't know how old the teenage girl is.
Yeah, I don't know why
a
park either.
Yeah.
Why a park?
I have no idea.
And I don't think you should be encouraging your teenage son to have, sex at 15. That's something that he should find out on his own.
Drop him off in the park. All right, guys. And Google Family Link. Now, they have the parental control hub that they have on there to give kids under 13 their own Google accounts, but the parents can control that. Well, now they've expanded these features to teens. And what they want to do is they set screen time limits. They lock devices when it's time for a break. They approve or block apps that are downloaded from the Play Store. And you can also locate where your kids are through these devices. So now they have all these features that work with Android phones starting today. So if you have that Google parental control hub that they introduced last year, Family Link, you'll be able to do those things so you can monitor your kids easier.
Okay.
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds good.
So if your kids have a Google account,
okay,
and you have this parental hub, you can lock their phone, set a screen time
for
them.
Gotcha,
you
gotcha.
Can also make sure that you see whatever they're downloading from the Play Store.
Oh, I love that.
You can locate your kids through their devices.
I already got one of those apps on my phone, but
right.
I love that.
Yeah, I got that on my phone.
So now you can do that through Google, and you can also shut their phone off, so they have 5 minutes to wrap it up.
I got that, too. Anyway.
And by the way, iPhone, them sneaky devils, they already put out the update. So as soon as you update your phone, I'm telling you, your phone's going kaput, and then you're going to have to buy that new iPhone Malcolm X. Or what's it called? What's the new iPhone called? iPhone X12?
10X.
10X? Mm. Something. 10S. Something with a letter 10X. And a number. You're going to have to go buy the new one as soon as you update your new iPhone. They do this all the time to us, and they get us every time. As soon as you update your phone going to start acting up.
Well, people should be getting their phones delivered on Friday, right?
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 if you need to vent. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning. You just need to get things off your chest. Hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. And don't forget, next hour, actress Lynn Whitfield will be joining us. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
What y'all gonna do?
Oh boy, Trav. You heard about Bert and Ernie and you just had the call.
Say it again.
I said, you heard about Bert and Ernie and you just had the call.
Yes, I did. What's up, Charlamagne?
Sis, I'm gonna be honest with you. The way you get through the rear every morning with ease is amazing. I'm gonna
it's
be
attractive.
Honest.
Attractive.
Well, listen, it's called Astroglide.
Hey.
That's kind of move. All right. Astroglide, okay.
All right.
What's up, Trav?
Listen, I feel liberated. We finally have two characters in TV history, two men that finally came out the closet, and it feels liberating. Dropping the clues, bombs for Bert and Ernie, damn it.
It's a Bert and Ernie. Anderson Cooper don't matter. Andy Cohen, like, what are you talking about?
Bert and Ernie, bro.
Lee Daniels out here. Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie.
It's all about Bert and Ernie, and everybody knows that Ernie's the bottom of the group.
Which one's the tallest one? Which one's the tallest one?
You're Ernie. You're the bottom.
Bert is the tall one.
Bert's the tall one. Yeah,
that's Envy. Bert is Envy. Ernie is Charlamagne.
I don't like how you make it seem like the short person got to be the bottom.
Yeah, Ernie's definitely
you know
Ernie's the bottom.
I was about to say, if Envy is going to be Bert, then Bert might be the bottom.
Watch your mouth.
Why is there so much bottom shaming going on?
I know, right? And yes.
It's hard out here for a bottom. All right?
What's wrong with being the bottom?
You don't know what they go through. Okay, all the money they got to spend on Astroglide monthly. Okay.
Goodbye, Trav.
Bye, y'all.
Why are we upset like we really Bert and Ernie?
I don't know.
Kayla.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kayla. Get it off your chest, mama.
First of all, I want to say hi, Charlamagne. No disrespect to your wife, but I think you are too cute, and I'm going to find you one day. But anyway.
Hey.
You have horrible taste, mama. I'm sorry, guys.
Me and my baby daddy been together 7 years, and 3 of those 7 years, I've been married to my husband, and we're getting a divorce. But me and my baby daddy can't get along. And whenever we break up, I cry a lot. So I end up getting back. Like, I don't fall. We can go back to him. How do I stay away from him?
Wow. So you got a baby daddy. You're about to get a divorce. And you want Charlamagne?
Hell yeah. I'm a pimp.
Wow.
Sounds like you got your life together
here.
To me, boo. I'm not going to be honest with you.
There's a lot to unpack.
Sounds like you got it all figured out. I don't even think you need our help.
I do have God in my life, y'all. I do have God in my life.
That's right. That's right, boo. That's right.
I can't.
Oh, okay. Charlamagne doesn't count when you say
that. Charlamagne's going to get me hot. Oh, Jesus.
You're going to get him hard.
You're going to get me hot. He can't call me boo. You got to call me by my name, Charlamagne.
What's your name, baby?
Kayla. Leggett.
Kayla
Leggett.
Okay.
Georgia.
Kayla. If Charlamagne was with you right now.
Could you stop?
In bed. Uh-huh.
Don't do this. Talk to me now.
Now, what would you want him to do, mama?
I would like for him to listen to my group sing because we sound
there
good.
There we go.
Michelle Leggett, Kayla Leggett, and Crystal Leggett, Carly.
It's amazing. It's amazing how you're trying to turn me off so immediately. I thought you was really trying to turn me on.
No, I really do like you, Charlamagne. I just got respect for your marriage.
I have respect for my marriage, too, but I appreciate it, okay? All right, the older I get, I take all compliments, male, female, don't even matter.
Thank you, mama. My goodness.
You notice these triceps, these biceps? I was in the gym last night. Anybody notice?
Mm-mm, no.
Nobody? Okay.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it. Pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Tish.
Hey, it's Tisha from Texas.
Hey, Tisha, okay. Get it off your chest, mom.
Charlamagne.
Yes, boo.
Why would you say Snuffleupagus and Big Bird were lesbians?
Right.
They do look like lesbians. Big Bird was a big old woman, and Snuffleupagus had them beautiful eyebrows. He was a big old woman. You don't think
and
so?
I thought Snuffleupagus was a guy.
I did, too.
Not with those beautiful eyelashes.
Men usually have nicer eyelashes than women.
I know, my son does. And I'm okay, so
that's
growing
a fact.
Up, I thought it was strange that Ricky and Lucy slept in a separate bed, yet they seem to have little Ricky.
Now, hold on now. We all know that Ricky married Lucy so he can stay in the country. Okay, that was strictly for visa green card purposes now.
I just looked it up, by the way. Big Bird is a boy.
Big Bird's a boy?
Big Bird's a boy, you sure?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
No, I don't believe that.
Big Bird responds. There's a whole article after Sesame Street celebrated its 40th anniversary.
You,
and Michelle Obama was there. And one of the questions was, hey, Big Bird, are you a boy or a girl? And he said boy.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Well, ooh, so maybe Big Bird transitioned and we didn't know. And maybe we've just been identifying him
maybe
wrong
you just
all of
was
these
wrong.
Years.
I'm not playing with
no
you
guys. No one else
this
thought. Everybody else is on Twitter like, I thought Big Bird was a guy.
Well, so why did they ask him a question if he was a boy or a girl? Clearly somebody else thought that he was a girl, too.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Keith.
Keith, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
I'm mad about these Drake allegations. Him allegedly touching a 14-year-old. I think it's very inappropriate. I feel very betrayed.
Touching right a 14-year-old? What?
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, she, a lot of these videos of her coming out talking about she's been texting Drake and he's helping her with girls, saying he misses her and all. Look, Drake is a nasty man.
I saw something on TMZ yesterday where Drake is suing a woman that falsely accused him of rape, but I ain't seen nothing about no 14.
Drake was just giving advice to Millie Bobby Brown on dating. She said they met in Australia, they've been friends ever since then, and they text each other every now and then, and that's it.
So, Charlamagne and Envy, y'all texting a 14-year-old giving her advice for about boys?
I don't even know the story that you're talking about, yeah, so I can't even comment
like,
on it.
It's more like being a mentor.
Like, I'm sure she was probably a huge fan, and she hit Drake up, and Drake was trying to probably be like a big brother. I don't think he was like, you got to do this and do that, but if he was being a big brother to a teenager, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's what mentorship is all about.
All right, if you guys say so.
All right. Yeah. Now listen, I don't know about the situation that you're talking about.
Yeah, no, she said in an interview with Access that they're just great friends and he's a role model to her and that he gives her dating advice.
Yeah. I wouldn't be giving no 14-year-old dating advice.
But maybe dating advice would be like, don't do this.
That's what I would be telling the 14-year-old.
Maybe it's like, you shouldn't do this.
Well, she's an actress, but she might be asking, like, you know, this boy wants to take, like, what's wrong with him giving advice?
I don't think it's anything wrong with Drake giving advice. But on another note, a separate note, Drake is a whore, but he can do what he wants with his body. And I can't wait till Drake starts his own slut walk. And I thought about this the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
Drake technically could be Amber Rose and French Montana could be Blac Chyna. And they could start their own slut walk. I think that'd be amazing.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way,
Yes. I mean, we'll talk some more about Drake. We'll talk about this lawsuit that he has against the woman who made claims against him. And we'll tell you how much money he just gambled away.
All right. And also, Lynn Whitfield, actress, will be joining us next hour. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
It's spilling the tea. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Drake now has filed a lawsuit against a woman who says that he got her pregnant. But that's not all she did, okay? Now he says that he met her, Layla Lace, and he really did sleep with her. He met her during his Boy Meets World tour in Manchester, England. And they hooked up at his hotel. They had consensual sex, and she voluntarily performed oral sex. He said voluntarily and seemingly happily performed oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this lawsuit, he says that she then got mad because he sent her home and did not take her on tour with him. According to Drake, she started a fantasy relationship, and then she posted on Instagram that she was pregnant. She said, so I guess still in this era, this is a new thing. After you tell a dude you're pregnant, they stop answering the phone. She then went to Sirius XM and announced that Drake got her pregnant there and publicly leaked messages from Drake as well. They say she then refused to take a paternity test, and he thinks that the whole thing was a whole entire scam. There was no credible evidence of pregnancy, nor any baby, which would have been born last fall. So basically, she said she was pregnant, having a baby. It was his, but never was really pregnant, according to his lawsuit. She then went to authorities in New York and said that he raped her.
Oh, God.
During their one-night stand. And that's when he says that she hired a new lawyer who said that if you give us some money, we'll make these things go away. If not, this rape complaint will be made public. So now Drake is suing. He's saying that she demanded millions of dollars in exchange for silence, but the case was ultimately cleared by Manchester police. So he's now suing for civil extortion, emotional distress, fraud, defamation, and abuse of process.
Dropping the clues bombs for Drake. It's interesting, though. Some lawyers will tell you not to sue alleged rape victims, even when women falsely accuse and make false claims. And even if it's proven in a court of law you were falsely accused, they will tell you not to sue the woman. And I don't know why. I think people should.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't get why lawyers would tell you that.
Well, he's suing.
He should.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you have it.
The bread.
Lawyer told him not to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he also gambled away almost $200,000 in Atlantic City. He was in Philly, and then he went to Atlantic City and ended up in the casino. Of course, he's a high roller. They even opened up the sugar factory for him. They ordered all kinds of burgers, chicken fingers, french fries. But at that time, he spent over $200,000 and lost it on the tables. So, but it's nothing. He got paid for his appearance.
And I know people are thinking that woman doesn't have anything, but you know, when you sue somebody like that and you win, you can garnish their wages.
Mm-hmm.
So any little check she get will go to the OVO.
You get a majority of it, yep.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's talk about LaShawn McCoy. According to the mother of his child, she's claiming that he's abusive and used their son as a pawn to cover up his alleged role in that whole home invasion thing that involved his ex. So his baby mom and his ex are two different people, by the way. Now, according to his baby mom, she said, after what you did to your ex-girlfriend, I don't trust your form of discipline. You're full of rage and anger, and you cover it with that fake-ass smile and money. You can buy everyone else, but not my son. We all know your history with women, and I'm scared to death for my son. She said, I'm so sick of my son coming home from his dad's house crying about being spanked. She also goes on to say that she asked the courts for help with the matter, and she's not being heard because of who his father is. She says there are unexplained bruises. She even posted a picture of their son with bruises on his face. And
I don't spank my daughters, but that's because I have daughters, and so I don't spank my daughters. But what's wrong with a father spanking his son?
Nothing.
Well, if he has bruises on his face, there's definitely something
bruises
wrong with
on
that.
The face is too much.
Yeah, that's crazy. If the that's bruises too much. On the
so that's what her point was. She was saying that there's bruises and all of those things. And she also said that you're so controlling. My son came home telling me he saw you hit your ex-girlfriend in the face twice. Now he responded, LaShawn McCoy, and said the allegations made against me today regarding my relationship with my son are provably false, outrageously inaccurate, and offensive. I have a loving and close-knit relationship with my son. That young boy is my whole life. With a custody case coming up in November, I can see why these false allegations are surfacing.
How old is the little boy?
He's young. If you have Revolt TV, he looks like he's about four.
He's old enough to answer questions. He's old enough to say what was happening to him, though, right?
Yes.
Right. She said that he came home and told her those things.
Said he got spanked.
No, she said that, hold on, I'll tell you exactly. She said her son cries and begs hysterically when it's time to go to his father's house and, you know, coming home with bruises. I think anybody would be upset if their child came home with bruises on their face, though.
Oh, absolutely.
So 100%. I don't know exactly in this case what happened. So I can't say, but I'm just giving you both sides of the story, what she's saying and what he responded. All right, now Julie Chen has announced her exit from The Talk, and here's what she had to say on the show.
I have been at The Talk since the day it started 9 years ago, and the cast, crew, and staff have become family to me over the years. But right now, I need to spend more time at home with my husband and our young son, so I've decided to leave The Talk. I want to thank everyone at the show for the wonderful years together. I will always, always cherish the memories we shared. Most important, I want to thank you, the viewers, for allowing me into your home every day.
Now, that's all because of her husband, Les Moonves, who is being accused of sexual assault allegations right now. She is staying on as host of Big Brother, though. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, actress Lynn Whitfield will be joining us.
Lynn Whitfield, Brandy from A Thin Line Between Love and
I'm
Hate.
A little nervous. I hope she's not mean in person like she is.
She does play some mean roles.
She does.
Some of her characters.
Lady May on, what's the name of that
Greenleaf.
Show? Greenleaf. She mm-hmm. played Josephine Bacon, the Josephine Bacon story.
She won an Emmy for that.
Yes.
So we'll talk to her when we come back, so don't move.
Still fine, too, by the way.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yes, very special.
Legend, icon, Miss Lynn Whitfield. Welcome.
Good morning. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Somebody in this room said you look 25.
Ooh, I love them. Who was it? Let me know.
It was him.
I love you.
But welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I know you get this all the time, but are you as mean in real life as you are in movies?
I am so not that mean.
Yeah.
Look at me. Don't you see my heart, like, all over everything?
Absolutely.
I'm opened. I'm warm. However, I don't take a lot of stuff, but I love people.
All I see is a thin line. When I see you out there thin, I get nervous and scared all the time.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that's a warning.
Well, depending on how you behave, you should be or shouldn't be. I mean, it just has to do with, like, you know, whether you have larceny in your heart or not.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. That was kind of his own fault. He put himself in a bad situation, wasn't honest about certain things.
I know.
You know, sometimes women can get that way because men make us that way.
Well, men get that way, too, now.
Oh, yes, they do.
Men get their feelings hurt.
Do
men get their feelings hurt?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know.
I'm sure you had to get a couple of restraining orders in your day.
Well,
when you were single.
Well, you know what I say. I am single. I am single.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Rightfully, you should be, though. These men are trifling out here.
Well, you know, I get a lot of letters from, you know, incarcerated men saying, can I send me a full body shot?
Lord have mercy.
What? Well, you know, it's honest.
How has the industry changed? And you've been doing it 30 years now?
You all are so nice. You're being so kind to me. Thank you for being.
Why would it be mean?
What did it be mean about the Lynn Whitfield about?
Are you crazy?
Nice. Oh, you're going on the Breakfast Club, honey. You don't know it. Just be ready.
Ready. We always respect the legends.
I think they were talking about him, really. Right?
Not respect, but just, you know. A little edge, which I'm okay with.
But how has the green light?
No, I won't. Okay. I'm in the safe zone. Safe zone. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's say that. My God versus my enemies. That's right.
There you go.
Okay, so.
But how has Hollywood changed in the past 30 years?
You don't need to be talking numbers and decades now. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay. No. You started when you were 5. You're 35 now. We get it.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
There's a variety of stories now. There are more different stories mm-hmm. now. You know, everything you wonder if it's a repeat of this or that or the other. But now, I mean, there's Insecure. Now there's Coco America. Now there's Napoli Atlanta. Now there's Napoli Ever After. So, you know, we're telling more stories about different swaths of our community. Because I assume you're talking about four in black.
Absolutely.
Stories, yeah. Right? So I think there's more space to be authentic, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's not so much judgment, and the stories are more interesting. And women, you know, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Regina King just won an Emmy for, you know.
7 seconds, right?
It's all, yeah, it's all a lot better. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not going to do anything but get
You
better.
Won an Emmy as well.
I did.
Yeah.
She's so pretty. Mm-hmm. But she either needs a twin or a husband. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have an Oscar one day. That's my little guilty pleasure.
To Angela Yee. I was like, huh?
She's talking about her Emmy.
I was like, what? I was like, what's in your cup?
I know.
She's talking about
Overdrive. I came in here ready for it. I didn't know what. It was like.
What did they tell you were walking into?
Let me tell you how much clout you all have.
Oh, boy.
It's like. You're going on the Breakfast Club. My publicist said, I can't get anybody on it. They don't want to talk.
Really?
Yes. Wow. You're like this rare air.
They're calling the wrong person. Then.
Isn't that great, though?
I feel like there'd be some random ass people
on here.
People are really excited about you.
Really?
Yeah, on the street.
We're very excited about you.
They are so, like, this is like a special place to be. So.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa. Well, yeah, it's a compliment.
All praise due to God.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, how have you stayed so busy in Hollywood so long? Because there's a lot of, you know, actors that you look like
don't
after a couple
so
of years.
Long. Don't date anything.
No, that's all right. It's mm-hmm. okay.
Okay.
I'm good with it. I don't know. I just try to do work that people believe, that touches people, mm-hmm. that's not disposable, that you remember. I do work that hopefully sticks with you. And, you know, they play the stuff over and over and over again. So, mm-hmm. so I just try to do good work because I think that if you care enough about me to watch me, then I've got to care enough about you to serve and give you performances that feed you in some way.
After playing Brandy and Thin Line Between Love and Hate, were men scared to date you?
Still, it's a shame because, you know, time is marching on. So, I am waiting for people to brave up, you know, man up.
Really?
Come on.
They should just be scared to do you
Make
dirty,
yourself
that's
known. Yes, that's all.
If you do right, you'll
Because I am so kind.
That might be the you that we see now, though.
Like,
start
we see
dating
them,
you,
yeah.
It might be something else for real.
Well, I will tell. I am a Louisiana woman.
Baton Rouge, baby.
That's right. And, you know, my, you know, litmus test of, like, people who are full of whatever you call that.
So you've been single since the Thin Line?
What? What are you talking about, Charlamagne?
I have not been married.
Okay.
But I have not been manless. Should I?
No, I just thought that movie scared
what do you
all
think?
Men from you.
They did. Mm-hmm. In the middle of a romantic dinner or something nice, and somebody looks at you with absolute fear in their eyes and says, but I mean, you know, you're not really like Brandy, are you? I mean, that wasn't you, was it? And so the minute I lose my temper about anything, or the, you know, everybody gets scared and run. Still.
That's so sad.
Because they keep playing that damn movie.
Yeah.
Well, that seems very powerful, though.
What?
To me, like that men can be so scared.
Well, I have to tell you, when I walk through the streets anywhere in any play urban area, and, you know, men will say, thank you, Miss Whitfield. You taught me what it's like to be a real man. You know, I got that. I mean, you know, you just don't do the love card. No. And then, you know, there are, you know, young women who say, look, I was there with you the whole thing. You know, I put sugar in that tank and everything.
Oh,
and I'm like, no, 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 no.
That's not what I'm trying to
say. What I'm trying to say is, if somebody makes you act that crazy, they're not worth being there.
So what's the craziest you got in a relationship?
In real life.
In real life.
Yes. We about to see how far away you are from Brandy for real. Now.
I was on The Breakfast Club.
The craziest.
Somebody asked me.
Listen, you know, hurt feelings are just an unpredictable thing. I mean, I do have a temper. I've slung a few things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
A plate.
Like a plate?
Drinks. You know, a few chairs and places. Maybe restaurants.
You could be
but
on
that
the
was
animals.
Like a racist. No, but that, you know, it just depends. You know, like a racist thing. You know what I mean?
No, yes. I don't know.
I was in London.
Okay.
I was in London, and we were doing For Colored Girls.
Okay.
And this guy insinuated some very racist things, mm-hmm. and I was protecting one of our younger mates, and yeah.
That's understandable.
You do it here.
You think so?
Yeah, you could turn up for
I'm
racism.
I'm a little bit militant.
That don't count,
but
though.
I say, but yes, it does.
Because if I was a man in a relationship with you, I'd be turning up with you. So we turn up together.
In all ways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm a passionate woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love hard, you know, I hurt hard. That's how it is. I mean, it's great to feel, right?
All right, we have more with actress Lynn Whitfield when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have actress Lynn Whitfield in the building. Yee.
What would be your dream that you would want to do? Like, what do you see yourself as that you haven't been casted as yet?
I'd love to be an edgy, like, urban kind of chick. Still running stuff. But
I hate the word urban. We got to stop saying urban. Say black.
No, I mean city.
Okay.
I'd love to be an intergalactic person, do some sci-fi. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to do, like, a romantic comedy of, you know, a couple of a certain age trying to figure out how to make it all work out.
One of those requests sound like Black Panther 2. You'd like to be in Black Panther 2?
That's Angela's zone. I thought they was all just so wonderful, weren't they?
Yeah, you could be your aunt, though. You could be T'Challa's aunt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Of course.
Call him.
How did you transition into the mama and grandma roles? Was it ever a pushback on your part? Like, I'm still popping out here.
What the hell? This is just so annoying.
Second time you did this, Charlamagne. I'm just saying.
No, but I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Lamon Rucker. I have to tell him, would you please go and put some Clairol in the beard? I do not want a son that's, like, budding some gray beard and stuff. And then the granddaughters, they're so friggin' big, and I'm trying not to use profanity right now. But, you know, they put some all across the newspaper. I went to one of the Emmy events, and they were like, oh, she's glamour still, she's gorgeous still, she's got it. And then all the responses were like, she got it on and popping. I wanted to smash her then. I want to smash her now. It's like, that's all right. It don't matter. So, and before I used to get truly offended by it, I'd be like, oh my God, that's awful. What's wrong? It's just vulgarity. And now I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody still wants me.
You don't mind a young guy trying to holler. You don't mind a young guy trying to holler.
It's a compliment because Hollywood, there's so much ageism in Hollywood. You know what I mean? And they look at a number and then they want to give you like big ass grandkids and all of that kind of stuff.
You think that's more for women than for men that they do that?
No, with men, Denzel, Sam, all that happens is that the women get younger who are their love interests.
Right.
And then what happens with women is that you have no life. You only have grandchildren and children and, you know, cook food and cry if somebody gets put in jail. And, you know, honestly, there's so many of us in so variations, shapes, sizes, colors, you know, persuasion. So Yes, but they do it all the time.
And it is ridiculous.
That was a provocative question. Tell them it's ridiculous.
Well, let's get into Napoli Ever After, because we do want to make sure we talk about that, because that premieres on Netflix on Friday.
Yeah, so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
A woman finding her true self and your identity. And the metaphor is, you know, finding it through how we wear our hair. But that's a big thing for Black women in particular. And having been to Africa several times for just the African diaspora, it's a big thing that is still a challenge. Like, you know, feeling comfortable with what we have. So Sanaa, her performance is amazing in taking this journey. And that, yeah, this is the project where she cut her hair.
Everybody was like, wow, she cut all her hair.
It's so powerful. It is so incredibly powerful. I think this is one of her best performances since, you know, Love and Basketball.
Did you ask if she beat Beyonce?
What?
Is that edgy?
I don't keep up. Was that a real thing?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly she beat Beyonce. That's what they say.
She denied it already.
I know. No. Of course I didn't ask her that.
Wasn't a talking point
but
on set.
But it wasn't. You know, I mind my business, gotcha, like in areas like that. And honest to tell you the real truth, I'm so not interested in whether somebody bit somebody's ear.
Beyonce, though?
I mean,
You want to know.
I don't believe it, because the last time I saw Beyonce, her ears were beautiful.
Mm.
You know?
Gotcha.
And Beyonce is handling her business. So I thought the whole thing was a myth.
Was it the ear she bit? I didn't hear it was Beyonce's ear.
Could be a love
ear.
Bite.
Well, do you think?
Yeah, like, I love you so much.
That would be controversial.
Yeah.
Passion?
You know what?
Like,
Charlamagne's kind of right. We never heard the ear.
Yeah, I never heard anything about the biting of the ear.
Are you telling us something?
Wow.
I don't know.
He's spilling the tea.
There you go.
No. Isn't that what they said?
No. They just said she bit Beyonce. They didn't say
nobody
where.
Said where.
I thought that that is... No. If you go back and you look at look at what...
You already gave us a TMZ headline. Thank you.
Oh, stop it. Oh, just stop it.
Let me see.
See, you just make people comfortable and then you just jack them up. Now I know what y'all were talking about coming on the Breakfast Club. They just taking stuff and twist it all around and making braids and corn rolls all up in the truth.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about the air anywhere.
Not with.
It doesn't say that.
No, the comedian.
It just says she nibbled.
No, the comedian.
Tiffany Haddish. Said anything about where
did
she got bit?
No.
Nah.
Oh, well, maybe it was some facial part. Was it the cheek?
You said
no,
the
it's okay, Miss Whitfield.
But I don't know. Was it the cheek?
We appreciate the cheek.
It was the cheek. I don't know. It was somewhere in the upper facial area. What are you? I don't know.
Okay, boom.
I wasn't at the party. Whose party was it?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lynn is a terrible liar.
She is a terrible liar. Yeah. Horrible liar.
It's terrible.
She's like, what?
My gosh.
It was a rumor?
I'm being abused.
Now, Lynn, for you with your hair and your relationship with your hair, what can we tell about you about different phases of your life? Because, you know, sometimes you break up, you cut your hair off, you want to dye your hair because this happened in your life. Like, what are some things that you...
You know, my thing is that I think I've been pretty boring because I look through all my Google photographs, and this is where I'm in some quandary right now because I look the same. You know, it's back or it's a top knot or it's a... It's like I've been consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, like I haven't reinvented myself yet. It's time. Do you have any ideas?
Let's see, a nice classic look. Well, you're very classic. I love the pony.
You love the pony?
That you have right now. And I love the fact that as women, we can use our hair as an accessory. You could put a wig on. We could put some hair
That's
in.
That's what they said.
We
but you know, I cannot wear a wig to dinner or anywhere as myself.
It's hard because you don't want to be scratching up under it and shifting it.
Now you're making my head
a bob
itch.
Would be nice on you. I can see a beautiful bob.
It manifests.
Men have their own relationship.
A bob. Yeah. So I'm thinking men do have their own relationship. And what is the funniest thing
the
is
hairline.
That... When men start to go bald.
Yes.
That is not funny. Why
oh
is that
my
funny?
Gosh.
Tell me why that's funny.
No, it's funny.
Josh Charlemagne take his hat off.
He's hurt by it.
Josh Charlemagne take his hat off.
He's hurt by it.
No, but then you walk in a room and you know you're in a room with men in their 40s or because the whole room, if you stand on a chair, it's just shiny.
It's all bald.
It's all
shiny.
No.
Like you got hair. Come on with it.
He got the surgery.
And I can see.
He got the hair transplant.
I did not have If you let it grow, I can see it would just be full.
That's right.
Yeah, women could just put their fingers through it.
Look at Charlamagne hating.
That's it. Let me feel it, please. Take your cap off.
Come on,
the dream is to win.
You want to see the dream?
Who is that?
Oh, y'all, it is so fierce.
Okay, George Jefferson.
No, come on over here and stop. Oh, my God, look at you.
He's turning red. Look at him.
All right, we have more with Miss Lynn Whitfield. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have actress Lynn Whitfield in the building. Yee.
All right, so Lynn Whitfield, have you ever been out with a guy and it's time to go eat and you want to go to a restaurant where you have to take your hat off? You're like, oh,
yeah, eat that. They won't take their hat off and they won't sit with their back to the door. I'm like, what is that? Nobody is trying to get you.
That's Malcolm X, though. We learned that from Malcolm X.
I know.
Yeah, Malcolm X wouldn't.
Isn't this something that we still have to think about things like
yes.
that? That we really, really still have to watch our back like that.
Can I ask
that
you don't
happen again? What?
About working in Hollywood.
Why? Just gonna cut me off.
No, because I want to make sure we talk about Hollywood a little bit. And...
Yo, you got a DC movie villain laugh, by the way.
DC Comics?
Yes.
I know. I'm going to go meet with them. It would be so
really?
Much fun.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, for the Ava movie?
I don't know which one.
She lying again.
I'm not. Okay. I swear. I love that y'all say. I don't think I've ever been called a liar in public. I love it. It's good.
What's your question, you?
I love the familiarity.
I wanted to ask you about Hollywood and your experiences working in Hollywood.
What?
Just seeing all these women coming out and telling their stories now. Did you find anything?
The Me Too movement.
Yeah, the Me Too movement and everybody feeling like they can talk about things that have really happened to them.
Which, you know, I did not know until Black Girls Rock that movement was started by black women.
Yeah. Tarana Burke. Were there things that you experienced or did you have friends that you were working with and they would tell you stories and you were like, something's got to change? Or did you feel like that wasn't anything that ever happened to you?
I always kind of had a, I don't know, I guess being raised by Southern women who were, I kind of tried to stay out of harm's way. So I would not go to somebody's hotel suite to have a meeting about something. You know what I mean? Right. I would never be comfortable with that. And whatever I did, it was because it was something I wanted to do. You know, it was never that I allowed myself to be taken advantage of or that I think of. Now, I think if I go back, I might see that with the rules that they have now of what is inappropriate, I might say, oh, that was fairly inappropriate.
You never feel like you missed out on a role or something because
perhaps
you're trying to push up and...
Perhaps. But I didn't think of it then.
Right.
Because there's something that's pretty naive about, you know, I've just always been about, you know, I want to really do good work and I'm the artist and all of that. But I can think now sir, that they were trying to... But I didn't even... You know, a lot of that stuff is if you don't emanate a certain thing, it won't maybe won't go so far.
So it didn't progress to that point.
To that point, but I can see moments now that perhaps I didn't pick up on the offer.
Right.
And yeah, that happens sometimes.
So it's never as in your face as, hey, if you sleep with me, I'll give you this role.
No.
Gotcha.
Mm-mm.
You got a performing art school named after you in your hometown of Baton Rouge, right?
I do.
What's that mean to you?
So much. I mean, that day when I went to McKinley and they named the theater after me, a performing arts school, and it felt good. It was an honor, but I feel like I have to go back and I have to do things and I have to give back and I've got to make sure, and I have not yet because I've been really, really running, but it's what I have to do because now my name is on the building, on the theater, and I want to make sure that, you know, the kids in Baton Rouge where I grew up get what I didn't have then. The experience of working with people who know what the business is. And I want them to have that so that they're more prepared when they go out to greet this whole profession that is so confusing.
They'll be so excited to have you there. You should do like a
They were so sweet. Oh, my God.
After screening.
You think I should?
Yes, absolutely. And then do a
As a fundraiser?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Or something? I'd have to get Sana and everybody to come with me.
They'll do it.
Thank you for reminding me. That's a good suggestion.
I was going to ask you, is it hard to disconnect from like all the mean characters you play?
No, but it's so
I've seen
easy.
A little bit of, I've seen a little bit of it throughout this whole interview. It goes in and out.
Yeah. What do you mean? How? Tell me. I want to know
the
how.
The DC movie villain laugh. The what you gave Angela.
Wait a minute. 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 How can you judge a person's heart by their laugh? I'm disappointed.
No, I didn't judge your heart. I just said you have a DC movie villain laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
And he prefers Marvel.
Oh, really?
I do prefer Marvel.
Oh, so you got me in the second class?
Whoa. Damn. There you go. See what I'm saying? There you go. See what I mean?
Exactly.
I just ask questions, guys.
It's the way you ask.
And I articulate and enunciate. So when I say what, that does not mean I am short of tolerance.
If your daughter answered you with that, what, you'd have popped her mouth.
Popped in her mouth.
Definitely.
Who are you talking to?
What? Exactly.
I must have thought I was making a very profound statement.
I can't wait to see you in Ava's New Gods, though. That's going to be great.
I'm not in Ava's movie.
You will be the DC movie.
Oh, Ava's. But they're doing lots of things.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with the whole thing. Just to talk about it, I met... You know, because I just want to see what there is out there.
Is there a role you want in that world?
That's what I'm going to see.
Got you.
Yeah, and sit and talk about. But I have nothing to do with Ava's movie that I know of. Ava, do I?
Yet. Right.
Who knows?
Well, when you get all this going, come back and talk to us. But in the meantime,
absolutely.
Napoli Ever After is on Netflix this Friday.
Yes.
And we
yes.
make sure we watch that.
And we thank
Please.
You for joining us.
Thank you for having
We're not
me.
Not that bad, are we?
Don't be a stranger. Either.
No, you were so nice.
What?
All right. you
she looked
like
at her. You too like you better be playing. She had to think about it.
Play if you want.
See? How did that feel?
Play if you want. Lynn Whitfield.
I love that.
Lynn Whitfield.
It's the breakfast.
I want to get her. What's your Twitter?
Oh, Miss Lynn Whitfield.
Miss Lynn Whitfield. You got Instagram too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Lynn Whitfield.
Guys, she's single. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to shoot your shot in her DMs. You know what I mean?
No hats in those DMs, by the way. It's in the picture, but take your hat off.
Writers, filmmakers.
No.
All of them.
No cut buddies.
Yeah.
Okay. Sugar daddies.
What's the age limit you looking? You like 30 is good?
No.
40?
5. 4. Six.
All right.
No, not 5 or 6.
45
to
80. 45
to
80? No, I'm not changing it. It depends. I can't do it.
You're not changing nobody's depends?
No.
I'm not checking anybody's sugar.
All right. 45 and over. 45 and over.
Lynn Whitfield, Napoli After on Netflix this Friday.
That's right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Issa Rae was on with Ellen DeGeneres, and she talked about the similarities that she has in her real life to her character Issa on Insecure. Now, one of those things is money management and running up those credit cards. Here's how much she said she was in debt.
I thought when I discovered credit cards, I was like, oh, this is easy. The game is locked. Like, all you do is you just get free money, and I can just keep ordering cards, and then you pay, like, $25 a month. I can sustain this. This is easy. Eventually, I'll be rich. And then I was like, oh, the gas station even has credit cards? Let me just apply for that, because I might as well. I have a car. I need gas. And then I, like, applied for a Valero card, and I got denied. And that's when I realized, oh, shoot, I'm in trouble. And $25,000. You know, at that point, I hadn't even seen barely past, like, three figures. So mm-hmm. I was like, how am I going to get this money back?
Well, you don't have those problems now, Issa Rae, do you?
Not at all.
Right.
Okay.
And we all have to learn about money management at some point. I remember being in college and having all those different credit cards and running all of them up to their limit and not being able to pay it.
I ain't never had those problems.
So it's very stressful.
You didn't go to college?
Nope.
Yeah, when it happens.
Man, that's exactly why I didn't go either. I didn't want to be in credit card debt.
You ain't go to college because you didn't want credit card debt.
Yep. Makes sense. Student loan debt.
Makes sense.
This guy.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, now Amber Rose wants y'all to put some respect on the slut walk and everything that she's been doing as far as... empowerment for women. She posted, every single year I put my blood, sweat, and tears into my slut walk. I did not create the slut walk movement. I did, however, bring it to the forefront for this generation. People remind me of this daily through their deliberate attacks and evil comments. She said, it becomes extremely frustrating when brands are inspired by the movement and curate my actual life story and use it as a marketing tool. The Amber Rose slut walk and slut walks all around the globe do not receive the attention or support that they deserve. She said, body shaming, fat shaming, slut shaming, victim blaming. I take a lot of punches and a lot of scrutiny. But she said, a few years ago, I used to put MILFin and MILF on all of my posts to only see a music video about MILFs that I was not invited to be in. Cool, I get it.
What?
I guess
she wasn't the first MILF.
She's saying she made it popular, I guess she said.
MILF been popular. Knock it off.
Then she said, I show up to the VMAs with my team with outfits that say slut and the F word that rhymes with maggot. And she said, et cetera. And I go online and see huge brands take that and run with it, and still no phone call. Two men made a song that said, you're such a effing hoe, I love it. But if I refer to myself as a hoe, take back any derogatory label and turn it into a positive, or be confident in my sexuality. Anyway, MFers need 30 showers, and I'm literally the evilest person on earth, yet everyone wants to take my effing swag but look down on me.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Amber Rose, okay? Give her all the credit she deserves. She is a pioneer in this whole game. She's a pioneer in this slut game. She's just not the biggest hoe out here no more. That title goes to Aubrey Graham Drake. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Drake. Drake is the new slut on the block. Drake needs to have a slut.
No slut shame.
I think her point is taking the power out of those words. She's not saying that I'm the biggest
hoe. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
Slut.
I'm not trying to slut shame her or Drake. I'm just saying that Drake is the new big hoe out here. Okay.
All right.
But he can do what he wants with his body. That's his body.
Okay.
Pharrell has joined the Dr. Seuss the Grinch as a narrator. So congratulations to him. He'll be a narrator of the animated The Grinch. I want to see that. Also, Tyler, the Creator, has an original song for a remake for You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And this is more visual, but I'm going to play a piece of it for you.
Who is this mean fellow?
Merry Christmas to you.
All the smiles home. Turn up the ground. All them decorations. Down, down. You can add flex. I don't play up the ground. You're a mean one.
Get my farts ready, please.
Was that two songs played on top of each other?
Well, there's a lot of things happening, so that's why I said it was more visual.
Put some ass gas on that.
Because you have to see other things happening while the song is playing.
Fart all over that top.
It didn't sound good.
One thing this generation hasn't gotten right is holiday music.
Don't you think mean one?
All the old holiday music sounds way better than anything I've heard in the past 20, 30 years.
Okay, Mr. Grinch.
It's the truth,
He also has an original song called I Am the Grinch as well. So he was really hyped to do the You're a Mean One for the movie. He tweeted about it and everything.
What's the good holiday music from the past 20, 30 years? There is none. All the good holiday music is dumb old.
Mariah Carey this Christmas.
None.
All right, let's...
I don't know.
So let's create something.
I had a breakfast
I'm trying to think
doing,
if
right?
there's any good songs from recent.
I know what I want to hear when the ball drops.
Oh, Dipset had a great holiday album.
Okay. I know what I want to hear when the
Kanye
ball drops.
Kanye did one. What you want to hear when the ball drops?
I did like that Kanye one.
So when the balls
that
drop.
That with Tiana.
You want to hear Smile Bitch.
Yes, New Year's Eve, Smile Bitch.
That's
living
not a
my
holiday
best
song.
Life. It can be. It will be this year,
All right,
damn it.
Stormy Daniels, tell all book. Now, some of the book, full disclosure, was obtained by The Guardian. And in this book, she very explicitly describes what it was like having sex with Donald Trump.
Yuck.
You don't have to worry about
Is that something you think about?
I don't even want to hear this.
She also talks about his genitals. And she said, whenever she saw him on television for years afterwards, she said she would, an internal monologue would play out. I had sex with that, I say to myself.
I do that sometimes when I go to Facebook.
What's wrong with you, man?
She also says that Donald Trump...
It's got to be on Black Planet too much, can't
you? Penis is smaller than average, but not freakishly small.
Wow.
She said he knows he has an unusual penis.
You think of that, too? Is that what you think about when you go to Facebook,
too? I just hope I don't get those kind of reviews. Boy, that's a hell of a whole fact there, ain't it?
It has a huge mushroom head like a toadstool.
All right, yeah. All right.
No,
she
I need
said,
to
I
more.
Lay there annoyed that I was getting F'd by a guy with Yeti pubes. And a
Yeti pubes! Not the Yeti! Not Bigfoot cousin!
And a D like the mushroom character in Mario Kart.
All right, yeah.
You know what the mushroom character...
I know exactly what Toad looked like. This is amazing.
You must have been told that before. Charlamagne has been told that before.
No, I used to play a lot of Super Mario Brothers, okay? I know what Toad looked like. Princess Luigi.
It may have been the least impressive sex I'd ever had, but clearly he didn't share that opinion.
Man. I'm buying this book. Is this book out?
It's not out yet.
I'm buying this book. That is the greatest penis description I've ever heard since the little boy described Michael Jackson's penis.
You're very into penises.
No,
huh?
I just like
he just likes penis
those kind of stories.
Penis descriptions, penis stories.
That is hilarious.
My goodness.
Okay, and we've all been there. We've all gone on
have
Facebook
we?
Or gone
oh,
on social media.
Oh, I thought
media.
You were talking about
you know what? That's why I don't even like doing it. I don't even like talking to y'all. I don't even know why I come here every morning.
We have all been there.
Why do I come here every morning? Okay, I'm just. We all have been there where we've seen somebody that we regret.
We have all seen a mushroom penis. We have all been there. Thank you.
I've had enough.
All right, Ernie over there.
Okay. I'm Angela right. Yee, and that is your.
Okay, everybody send me.
I guess rumor report.
All right.
Bring that it penis down. Will right. do that to you, man.
Right. Bring it down.
So, Charlamagne.
Yes.
I don't want to play with y'all.
Who you want to give
me? Who you giving that mushroom
I'm
to?
I'm taking my ball.
Who you giving that little mushroom to over there?
Four after the hour, we're giving it to a couple of young entrepreneurs in Savannah, Georgia, named Leah and Ebony. Okay?
Okay.
Lee right. and Ebony.
All right, okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You got good penis.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get Donkey of the Day, please tell me?
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 19th goes to Ebony Cooper, 28, and Leah Presley, 26, of Savannah, Georgia. Salute to everyone who listens to us on 94.1 The Beat in Savannah. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Savannah. I love Savannah. I want to come to Savannah when I put out my new book next
month. Shout out to our girl Tracy. She's from Savannah.
Yes, I love Savannah. Beautiful city. With a lot of young entrepreneurs, and that's what Ebony and Leah are, two local entrepreneurs who were at an event for local entrepreneurs. See, this is the beautiful thing about community. When you are living in a thriving ecosystem where the schools, the churches, local businesses are all working together to get the best out of people in that community, everyone wins. And this is a great example. See, a local church in Savannah was hosting an event for local entrepreneurs, and Ebony and Leah, being the young go-getters that they are, decided they wanted in. See, Leah and Ebony have a product, ladies and gentlemen, and they sell that product, and I guess it's working for them. So once they heard the news about the church throwing this event, they decided this is where they needed to be to expand their business. You got to respect that, right? So Ebony and Leah started running ads on social media telling people, come one, come all. Pull up to the church and buy what it is we are selling. I repeat, Leah and Ebony started advertising their product on social media, telling people we gonna be at the church on such and such date selling what we got. Now, the problem lies in what Ebony and Leah were selling. Let's go to the news now for the report, please.
Savannah Chatham counter-narcotics team said 28-year-old Ebony Cooper was openly selling marijuana and THC edibles on church property. Law enforcement discovered it via a social media search where it was being advertised. Well, okay, so the church itself didn't know. An outside vendor actually hosted an entrepreneur event at the church property, and that's where the edibles were being sold. Cooper and a friend named Leah Presley went off-site after agents made an undercover buy of the edibles and searched their vehicle. That's where they found even more marijuana edibles, more than $1,000 in cash, and a loaded gun. They also believed that she had the loaded gun on her on the church property when she was selling those marijuana edibles. The women involved both face felony drug charges.
I've conceded America to the stupid people. It's over for anyone with a lick of common sense. If you deal with logic and facts in any way, shape, or form, you are not a stupid one in this country. Leah and Ebony decided to sell edibles at the church. Okay, various types of THC-filled treats, cereal, brownies, puddings, you name it, they got it. And they decided to advertise that they were selling it at the church via social media. They had a THC-filled testimony to tell. Okay, I know right now they sitting in jail wondering who snitched on them. They probably think it was Sister Jenkins or Sister Jefferson. Okay, both of them were just on the sick and shut-in list because Sister Jenkins' sugar was too high and Sister Jefferson had gout in her heel. But they finally home and they always chastising Leah and Ebony. So Leah and Ebony think that Sister Jefferson and Sister Jenkins dropped a dime on them when the reality is they told the FBI what was going on themselves. And by FBI, I mean Facebook and Instagram. Okay, I love so much about this story, though. All right, the fact that they pulled up to a church event with a loaded pistol. You heard her say Ebony Cooper had the pistol on her while she was manning the booth. They was treating this booth at this church event like it was the bando for real. And I get it.
Okay, Deacon McNeil got a nephew that just came home from doing a year for child support, and he be stealing out the collection plate. So you can't take no chances with him. All right, two young women selling edibles on church grounds gotta be protected. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18 tells you about the whole armor of God and how the whole armor of God protects you, but that don't apply to people who selling edibles on church grounds. Sometimes that breastplate of righteousness isn't enough, and I need that pistol to protect me from Deacon McNeil's nephew. Okay, Leah and Ebony are now facing felony drug charges and are in the Chatham County Jail. However, agents say they do not believe Presley participated in the edible sales that occurred on the church property. And CTN agents say Cooper was actively advertising the illegal big goods on various social media sites herself. Sounds to me like Ebony Cooper is getting blamed for everything. She had the pistol on her. She was the one advertising on social media. Presley didn't participate. Two people get arrested for the same charges, but one gets blamed for everything? You know, this morning, I decided to Google what the Bible says about snitching. All right? The Bible recommends first that we do not enter into confidences with evil people. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Psalm 1:1, Proverbs 13:20, any of those chapters tell you that. Spending time with people who do illegal things will eventually result in participation in those illegal activities, or at the very least, companionship that expects loyalty, okay? This is a dangerous situation, all right? A former criminal accomplice who comes clean to the authorities will get labeled a snitch and will be in jeopardy. So it's better not to go down that road at all right? You have to think about these kinds of things when you decide to advertise your drug selling on social media and then go set up a band at the church for you and your friend to make some money. I'm not saying Leah is snitching on Ebony. I'm just saying in the book of Jeezy, chapter 101, verse 14, it says if you get jammed up, all right, don't mention my name, okay? Please give Leah Presley and Ebony Cooper the biggest hee-haw. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Well, all right.
So you don't think people in church smoke weed?
Of course they smoke weed. Ain't nothing wrong with them selling the edibles at church, but don't advertise it on social media.
Oh, so you're giving a donkey for, okay, advertising on social media.
Oh, advertising on social media?
Because I thought it was pretty great.
And
we don't know. People in church is a large congregation. You get large people. You could just sell your ish.
And can you trust them not to sell it to kids? Kids running up, they want some brownies. They want some pudding. They want some Rice Krispies treats. They don't know that it's weed in here. Can you trust these two people not to sell it to kids?
No, little man, this is for adults only. This is adult cookies.
Well, all I'm saying is don't advertise it via social media. All right?
Okay.
Everything else, I completely agree with.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey.
Including bringing
a
pistol to church.
Hey, you never know.
You don't know, man. People are, ever since Dylan Roof, I've got anxiety.
Yeah, right.
PTSD. I need to have my gun with me in church.
There you go. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got questions for Ye, you need relationship advice, hit her up right now.
Man, I've been getting
all
so
your
many
problems.
Ask Ye questions because I posted a couple yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's, like, so many. I'm trying to answer people in my comments on Instagram. But we also have helpmeye@gmail.com.
All right. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye is next. And also, if you want to go to Powerhouse NYC to see Cardi B, Lil Uzi Vert, SZA, Lil Duval, and more, just keep it locked. We're going to play the keyword. You just got to text that. And you could be hanging in New York with us. All right? And that's powered by Amp Energy Organic. Amp Energy Organic will give you organically unstoppable energy for fueling your hustle. Ask Ye is next.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning. What's your question for Ye?
Good morning. All right, Angela. So my question is, I have a situation at work where I got my nose pierced and I have a hooping. And my coworker told me at work, like, your nose ring is offensive. And I'm like, okay, well, it's a part of my African-American culture and spirituality. And she tells me, well, I'm white and I don't wear my KKK uniform to work.
Whoa. That sounds crazy.
That's a false equivalency, by the way.
Yeah, that's not the same.
Oh, my God.
That's a false equivalency.
So all white people are Ku Klux Klan members and she has an outfit at home?
I'm guessing because it just makes no sense. Like, she went all the way to the left.
Oh, maybe she was just being truthful.
Maybe she was just being funny.
That's a terrible, that's not funny.
It is.
That's not a funny joke at all. Not at all.
I bet you backed up off of though.
I did. I literally, like, had to shut down for the whole day. Because
see?
I can't be the angry black girl at work either, you know? Like, I'm the only black person who works in my job. I'm from New Jersey, so, like, I'm not used to this blatant racism.
Okay, so what happened?
So from there, the next day, I went and I talked to my coworker, my manager, and my manager, she didn't even do anything. She went and talked to her as a friend because they've been in, like, working together for the last 10 years. From there, I talked to HR, and HR's like, just be patient. We're going to handle the situation. So, make a long story short, I'm the one out of a job. They only got written up. And I don't know what to do.
What was the reason that you got fired?
I resigned.
Oh, you resigned. Okay.
I resigned. I resigned only because the simple fact that they were not doing anything. They wanted me to transfer to a Fort Myers store or Sarasota store, which is an hour away from my home.
Mm-hmm.
To be away from this woman. And I'm like, all right, I can't transfer. Are you guys going to offer me more money to transfer? Like, you guys are taking me out of my way. I have 2 children, and I don't have time to transfer, and I'm not the one who said anything racist.
Right. Was there anybody else that heard her say this that can back you up, too? Or has she admitted to saying that?
Her sister works in our store, and her sister was there, and her sister was agreeing with her. Now, the thing is, they came to the conclusion, the reason why I resigned was they came to the conclusion that she was just using the KKK as a reference in comparison to my nose ring.
Mm-hmm. So you want to sue now for discrimination, for these racist remarks, for the distress that you've had to go under?
Yeah, like there's 5 KKK chapters in my town alone. I don't have time for this. I don't know if she's really a member.
Right. I think what you should do is definitely consult with a lawyer. Also, see if you can get this story out to the local, news outlets, local media in your city, in your town.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Definitely get a lawyer. I think you could sue. I think they got to cut up. They
you have
some
to
money.
Get a lawyer. That's discrimination at work. And you felt like you had to resign. It felt like it was a very hostile environment for you. And you weren't comfortable. And the fact that you were the only Black person doesn't help.
It doesn't. It's sad. It's completely sad what I've had to go through with these people at this job. And you know what makes me really mad about it? The fact that they've seen me literally in tears when a white person comes in my store and totally disregards me, considering the fact that I'm Black.
Wow.
So totally disregards me. So for her to have brought that up, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I just feel like I don't even know how to feel.
Right. They definitely use that as a weapon against you. I would certainly find myself a great lawyer. But in the meantime, I would see if I could get this out to local outlets and speak out as much as I can about what's been going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if there's ever been anybody else Black that's worked there, they might have some similar stories.
I don't really think there's really been too many Black people in my store. Sheesh. I work in optical, and the thing about it is what I do, it's not really like a Black career. Like,
right.
It's not... You know, like, it's not something that you're going to see most.
So you're definitely in the minority at work. All right. Well, listen, definitely find yourself a good lawyer. It sounds like you have a case.
Thank you so much.
All right.
If I was you, I'd make sure I get me a Black, Asian, or Jewish lawyer in that town.
Oh, my goodness.
The lawyer you might hire if they white might be a member of the KKK, too.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling, Jasmine, and keep us updated. We'd love to hear how this happens and if there's anything we could do.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. April, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's your question for Ye?
So, Ye, about a month or so ago, I started seeing a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's from my hometown, and we just recently found out that our his grandmother and my great-grandfather are siblings.
Okay, so his grandmother. Well, that seems far enough removed. Because what does that make you guys to each other?
Well, I never knew him. Like, I never knew this side of my family. Apparently, my grandmother...
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, my grandmother didn't, like, have anything to do with her father, and it just, like, trickled, so...
But when it comes to the bloodline, is his grandmother and your great-grandmother?
It's his great-great-grandmother.
Is that, like, what, third or fourth cousins or something?
Great-great-grandfather.
Okay, that's very far removed. You guys should be fine when it comes to that.
Bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I can't have any kids anymore. I can't have any kids. So it's not like we'll be.
Well, that was a major problem. The kids, right?
That's far enough removed. That's far enough removed.
Third, fourth cousin, you get a lazy eye like Music Soul Child. That's about it.
All right, so your question is what?
So my question is, do you think I should stop seeing him because of this?
No, I think that's fine.
And where you
no
from?
One, like, oh my God, I don't even want to tell y'all.
She don't want to
Alabama. Is it in the South? South Carolina?
No, Kentucky.
Same difference. Listen, you can't put toothpaste back in the tube, okay?
All right, now listen. Do you guys like have? Do you know each other's family members? Are y'all going to be at reunions together?
No, we know nothing. Like
maybe
I think that's fine.
My mom was like, you know, y'all related, and I said, what? Like, I have no earthly idea even existed. Like,
you'll be all right.
People could walk up to me and slap me in the face, and I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, y'all aren't like first, second cousins or nothing like that, so guys should be fine.
No. Hey, third, fourth is like little web fingers. That's all. Little you know what I'm saying?
Well, she said she's not having any.
You good.
Well, thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Enjoy your cousin.
Must be shocking to find out, though, just on your whole mental life.
That's like the fifth cousin, sixth cousin. That ain't nothing, you know what I mean?
What does the Bible say about it?
I don't know. Second or third, and they were having babies, then it'd be a little, you know. But fifth, sixth, what, you know.
All right. Well, that was Ask Yee.
All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes. Let's talk about Eminem versus Machine Gun Kelly. We'll tell you about Machine Gun Kelly's performance over the weekend. And we'll talk about Killshot and the records that broke.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. Well, Boosie Badass, he was on with Bootleg Kev and DJ Head, and they talked about his spank bank. That's a list of women's butts that he would like to smack. So.
Wow. You're just admitting the women you want to sexually harass in this era, Boosie? In the Time's Up Me Too era? Jesus Christ.
So, here's what he had to say.
You know Rihanna got to make the list. I would love to spank her bank.
Yeah.
I would love to spank Nikki Bank also.
Okay.
I done slid in all their DMs.
Did she hit you back?
Nah.
Did Rihanna hit you back?
I was f***ed up. Nah.
What do you say, though? Like, what's up? It's Boosie.
I don't know. I was horny that night. I think I said you need a real n-. I don't know what the I was scrolling that motherfucker looking so good.
First of all, drop on the clues bombs for Bootleg Kev and my man DJ Head, Real 92.3 LA. But I thought the Spank Bank was who you wanted to masturbate to. That's what I thought it was girls you had in your memory.
No, it's a list of women's butts that he would like to smack, according to their show.
I always thought Spank Bank was girls you had in your mind that you wanted to masturbate to.
Right. I thought so.
That's your personal Spank Bank.
No, that's what Spank Bank is.
Maybe just Boosie just took it a different way.
And by the way, Boosie's still living in the 90s. Boosie out here living like it's the 90s, bro.
Well, he also talked about how he likes to send out pictures of his mushroom. And he said, that's what it is from now on. He said, you got to make your ish look bigger, you got to get the mangles. That's true. Very good advice. All right, now let's talk about Eminem setting another record. In the first 24 hours, Eminem's Kill Shot got 38.1 million views, which is the biggest YouTube hip-hop video debut in history and the third biggest overall debut in YouTube's history, period. So I guess Kill Shot hit some type of mark. Now, that's, of course, the response to Machine Gun Kelly's Rap Devil. Now, this video has been circulating, and a picture of Machine Gun Kelly, he has his middle fingers up, and he has a picture of Killshot on his T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the footage, he was saying F. Marshall Mathers before he did the song. Check it out.
Hey,
I heard the booze were doctored, though.
Now, some people are saying it was. Some people are saying it wasn't. So we have no idea because we weren't there. Some fans who were there were saying that when he posted that picture, they were not aware of what was happening and that he was going to use that picture like everybody was throwing a middle finger up at Eminem.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly just got to be very careful right now, meaning that he has to move strategically and not emotionally. He
needs to come with a hit.
You know what I mean?
Come with a record now.
Now's the time. Everybody's watching.
Now's the time. Get a record.
Forget the hit. You better come out with another record to get at Eminem.
I'll come at a record. I will come at a record and throw a bar at him on my record.
He is dropping an EP, though. When does the EP drop?
I think next Friday. Is it Friday?
It should be tomorrow. It should be this Friday.
Yeah, I think it comes out on Friday.
Oh, smart.
All right.
I don't think you should remind people you're not going to sell records.
All right, now.
Not right now.
Yeah, but he's thinking he is going to sell. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Now, Rihanna did an op-ed letter, and she talks about her fight to end the global education deficit. which I commend her for that. That's a tremendous goal to have. You know, she has a Diamond Ball fundraiser that she does every single year. And she talks about how education has become a central part of her philanthropy endeavors. She said, the notion that millions of children are desperate to go to school and are not given the opportunity is something I cannot accept. She also says that 250 million children and teens around the world don't have access to getting an education. Factors like natural disasters, ineffective public policy, and poverty can play a role in hindering a child's education prowess. So she said, imagine a world where millions of children previously left to fend for themselves are given the chance to learn. When it comes to helping the world's poorest children, as well as the communities and societies in which they live, I'm still learning and I need others to join me on the journey and use their voices alongside me.
And that's why I think she needs to DM Lil Boosie back and tell him make a donation to that great organization foundation she's starting right now, because I have a feeling Lil Boosie will
he
do
would
it.
Definitely make a donation.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have a feeling
give
he
it
will.
That cash. All right, Khloe Kardashian. Now, this bothered me seeing this, but apparently her daughter, True Thompson, people are already trolling and making racist comments. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this picture of True Thompson and her little cute cousins. Now, Kim Kardashian shared a picture of Stormy and True and Chicago, and she put the triplets. Well, that photo, people were saying, I hate that True is so dark. The other two are a nice mix. True is so ugly. Don't at me. First of all, True is a beautiful baby.
How you call a baby ugly?
Disgusting that people are saying because True is darker, then that makes it her uglier. I think True is absolutely beautiful. And if you are leaving comments like that, you're a disgusting, nasty person.
Some of these people are bots too, though, man.
A lot of them are bots. A lot of them are fake people, fake accounts. Absolutely.
And I'm not saying people don't feel like that, because they absolutely do. But sometimes you just got to ignore that stuff, because nobody is going to walk up to you in real life and be
not
like, your baby ugly because she darker.
Yeah, but
not
imagine how mad you would be. You post your baby and people start saying nasty things online.
I just block them.
Disgusting. Just disgusting people. All right, and Fetty Wap has left 300 Entertainment. They're saying he is signing with Treyway.
That's not true.
It's not true?
No.
All right, so that's not true. You got your... Because I know you know Fetty Wap. He was on your first single.
Yeah, he might be on with management with them, but he signed at 300.
Okay, so he's still with 300, but he's being managed now.
I don't know what he is, but I know he's still signed with 300.
I know Fetty Wap needs some hit records. That's what I know Fetty Wap needs. I don't care who he signed to. Fetty Wap needs to put out some hit music.
He's on tour right now in Canada.
But what that got to do with his hit record?
He need a record. Yes. He definitely need a record right now.
Fetty Wap had like a really hot year, and then it was da-dun-dun. All right? Fetty need them records.
He do.
Help him out.
What happened? Like, how do you lose the sound that quick?
I don't know. Did people take his sound? Did people follow him after that whole thing and take the sound?
They did. Did he change producers or something? Like, what happened? Like, I don't just understand how you shoot your load like that and then, like...
He shot a lot of loads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, four or five records on the charts.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to say
Fetty
Wap,
there was a year where Fetty Wap dominated the charts. Like, I'm talking about all the charts. Hip-hop, yes. R&B, Billboard 100, like, and then just faded to black.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, all right, if you want to win tickets to the Powerhouse NYC to see Cardi B, Lil Uzi Vert, Juice WRLD, Lil Duval, and more, we're about to play the keyword. We're about to play it right now? All right, let's play the keyword. You text it, and you are going to Powerhouse, all right? Now, it's powered by Amp Energy Organic. Amp Energy Organic will give you organically unstoppable energy for fueling your hustle. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. People's Choice mixes up next.